Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. In the previous chapter, we saw how we can buy shares on the stock exchange. But do you know there is another way in which you can directly buy shares? And this direct buying of shares happens through public issues. So chapter 9, we are going to learn about public issues. The learning objective of this chapter is to understand the concept of public issue. And we'll also discuss various types of public issues and the factors that lead an investor to take into consideration while investing in a public issue. We will see different phases of public issue, especially before the scam, after the scam, and the current scenarios. Like, if you had to trace IPOs before the scam, what scams are we talking about? We are talking about the scams that came in the form of Harshad Mehta scam or the Ketan Parekh scam. However, let's go still before that. When we say before that, that is during the late 70s and the early 80s, many companies were floated and offered for sale to an eager public. At this time, the individual investor was, as a consequence of several fairer dilutions, becoming aware of the tremendous potential of the share market and eager to claim his share of the bounty. Issues oversubscribed by over 50 times was a common phenomenon, and they passed unremarked and to an extent unnoticed. The shares when listed for trading were often quoted 5 or 6 times its market value, and many a willing investor took home the large rewards that resulted simply by participating in an IPO. After the Harshad Mehta scam and then later the Ketan Parekh scam, there were very few new issues floated. People were literally fearing of losses that may happen because of scams. However, that changed with the economy prospering after 2004, and presently there are several new issues. The public is discerning now, and attractive issues are quoted at a premium, but others not so well known and very often quoted at a discount. So we have a huge range of IPOs coming with high premium, low premium. In this particular scenario, the investor decides what type of IPO he is going to subscribe to. During the years after the pandemic, now this also is a very important era in stock investing. So when we talk in terms of after the pandemic, there are several new issues and more such issues are lined up to come up. Many were oversubscribed and many times by eager investors, once again wanting to put their money into the IPOs. However, several of these fell over time when the enthusiasm fell and the perception regarding the company fell. So IPO has seen both the ups and downs before the scam, after the scam, and even after the pandemic. Now, are public issues popular amongst the public? Most popular manner of share acquisition can be public issue. When we talk about public issue, these are the initial public offers or the follow-up public offers, and this is arguably the most popular manner of shares acquisition. They are popular because the public believes they are getting a shares at a cheaper price. When a company offers its shares to the general public to subscribe to, they are known as public issue. So this is a direct invitation made by the company to the public to invest into the capital of the company. And this is done at 2 stages, in the form of initial public offering or in the form of follow-up public offering. So if you have to categorize the public issue, we can easily categorize them into two main categories. Number one is offered by an existing company. Number two is offered by newly floated company. When does an existing company offer a public issue? An existing company may offer its shares to the public, especially for four main reasons. Number one is expansion. Number two, diversification. Number three, modernization. And the number four can be for meeting that working capital finance. The offers are made by good companies, and especially when they are made by good companies, they win the confidence of the public, and hence they become more successful. Newly floated companies offer their shares to secure funds. Public issues are popular as they are priced very attractively. Shares are offered at a range based on the study of how much likely to be offered. So, unlike the previous days where shares were offered only at a particular price, here a band of price is offered, and investor can choose the price for which he wants to invest into. Retail investors are expected to bid at a higher price. Later, when all the bids have come in and the shares are fully subscribed for, the company would decide the price at which the shares would be priced. So a good mechanism of price discovery happens in the current scenario. The public subscribe to the shares in the belief that a price will rise and a profit will be made. So IPO is a very wonderful opportunity for those investors who want to invest early and reap the benefit of the company progresses within a shorter period of time. It would be wise to remember two important things when you invest in an IPO. Existing company may artificially make the price of the shares rise before a public issue in order to make the offer attractive. After the issue is over, the shares will fall to its true value, and it is not inconceivable for that price being even below the offer price. So investor has to make a study of the recent price rise that might have happened, and this price rise might have happened because the company is trying to do it artificially. The second thing the investor has to remember is the possibility always exists of one not being allotted by any shares. Investor loses interest on his money for a month or more as a consequence. Even then, the most investors believe that it is still worthwhile to subscribe as the potential of great profits if the shares are allotted exist. There are certain instruments wherein the investor may continue to earn interest on the money that is blocked for purchasing the shares. SEBI has a very important role to protect the interests of the shareholders or the investors. A lot of concerns an investor may have has been taken away by the vigorous checks done by SEBI. SEBI actually does various checks on the IPO before it actually comes into the market. And only those that are permitted by SEBI are offered for sale to the public. As I said before, in the current scenario, we have a price band. This price band is a part of book building process. What is book building? Book building is a capital issuance process used in the initial public offers, which helps to determine the price and demand. During the period the IPO is open, the share is offered between a price band. Investors and institutions are asked to bid between the prices, but not below the floor price. So whatever the range, the band that is given by the company, investor has a choice and he can decide which price he need to subscribe to. They can revise their offer before the issue closes. Retail investors are expected to bid at a higher price, and after the closing date, based on the offers that are received, the price is determined and the securities are allocated to the successful bidders. Now, what are the attractions of subscribing directly to the public issue? Public issues are attractive as they enable investors to purchase shares at very attractive rates. A great attraction of subscribing directly to public issue is the fact that one eliminates the middleman and the brokerage that needs to be paid to the broker. There was at one time the hassle of not being allowed to share and not getting the refund due. However, with the current online processes and the timelines that has been provided by SEBI, the refunds and the dues that are to be paid to the investors are actually been made promptly. Now with the refunds being directly credited to one's account, there is no real such issue. Another reason for public issue being popular is that it enables small investors to enter the market easily. You literally become the owner of the company for a small contribution to the capital. You don't require huge capital to become the owner to buy a share of any company based on the price of the company. Now let us look at the factors to be considered while you decide for subscribing to an IPO. While subscribing to the shares in a new company, one should look into, number one, many new companies have tremendous potential and do extremely well, while many others will not. One must attempt to differentiate between the two and should restrict application only to those that have a future. So you will have to do a fundamental check of the company specifically when it comes to new issues. And how does one judge? You can judge on five main parameters. Number one is the product. Number two is the promoter. Number three is the gestation. Number four is the share capital. And number five are the tax benefits that are offered by investing in the shares. Now let us look at it one by one. The first one is the product. The product is the first thing one should look at. What is the company attempting to produce? Is it likely to be popular? The products that are being going to be manufactured should be the answer to the perceived demand. So only a company which is producing a product that has demand will have sales, will have profits, and automatically the shareholder will get the benefit. So that is the reason the product is the first thing that one should look at. If need not exist, and if the public is unsure of the likely popularity of the product to be manufactured, issue will not be oversubscribed. So only and only if the product is having good demand, then the subscription could be oversubscribed. While looking at a product, one should examine the need that will be there, its likely popularity, the location of the plant, and the competition it is likely to face. The location of the plant can also be very, very important, because even though the product is in demand, but if the real resources that are required to manufacture the product, if the distribution that happens from the plant to the showrooms and various other outlets are not easily accessible, then that can become an issue. And hence the location of the plant and the competition, like even though you may have a good demand or the product may have a good demand, if there are other competitors who can equally or better your product, then your product will have to face stiff competition. So such factors are very important when we think in terms of the product of the company. The next important factor becomes the promoter. Promoter is the person who actually drives the company. Who is actually behind the company is very, very important factor before you invest into an IPO. The list of directors may read like a roll of an oar in Indian industry. They may be eminent professionals and industrialists, men of proven competence, known for the successes. But these individuals may only be fronts. Fronts for others who are the actual promoters. The promoters are usually members of a family. When looking at the promoters, one should look at their integrity and ability. The past can be a good indicator. If the same promoter had floated successful products and companies in the past, there is a good probability that the one being launched would be successful. So the track record of the promoter becomes a very, very important aspect to decide whether to invest into an IPO or not. After the product, after the promoter, the third important factor becomes the gestation. The public issue is usually to raise funds to build the installation and purchase machinery and the likes. Very few companies begin making profits immediately. This takes time. Additionally, there can be shortage of certain materials, delay in delivery, which may result in the factory not opening on the date scheduled. Such delays should also result in higher costs, and this higher cost can bring down the profits of the company. Higher costs can threaten the economic viability of the company. At a time one is applying for shares in new company, it would be extremely prudent to check from the prospectus issued by the company what it proposes to do with the monies collected and when the production is actually going to take place. In short, what is the gestation period? Because only when the product enters the market, only then the sales would happen, only then the profit would happen, only then the share value will appreciate. And that's the reason after the product, after the promoter, the gestation also becomes a very, very important factor before you decide to invest in an IPO. No gestation, short gestation, long gestation. These are the three categories we can easily make out on gestation. Let us understand one by one. Knowing this concern of the investors and their reluctance to invest their funds in the companies just being set up, promoters may state in their prospectus and advertisement, no gestation, commercial production will start within 2 months. Additionally, it should also be remembered that projects that have a long gestation period may be commissioned at a downturn in the economy, and this could result in company going deep into the red. One should therefore choose, whenever possible, companies with a short gestation period. As I said before, the short gestation means the probability, the possibility of the product coming to the market at the earliest. The fourth important factor that should be considered before investing into an IPO is the share capital. It would be wise to examine how big the equity base of the company would be. If the equity base is small, then in profitable conditions, the profit distributed to the shareholders will be high. So with a smaller equity base, the profits that are distributed to shareholders will be high, and conversely, if the base is wide, the profit distributed to the shareholder would be low. So look at this angle when we talk in terms of investing in IPO, whether the share capital has a wider base or a smaller base. And finally, the fifth important factor that should be considered is the tax benefit. It is important to examine the tax benefits available, as the tax component can really eat into the profits. The industrial undertaking, if it is in the backward area, may be eligible for incentives like subsidies, tax holidays, backward area reliefs, and the like based on the concessions that are provided by the government. The machinery purchase would be entitled to depreciation, and additionally, the investors are also entitled to reliefs under the Income Tax Act 1961. So all this together should be weighed properly, measured properly, before deciding, investing in an IPO. Thank you.